Nadia Horn joins us now to preview this card. Good morning to you, Nadia.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you?
I'm very well. Looking forward to these feature races, including the Goodwood. What about your three specials on the card?
Look, we've really got to hone it down to three good things on the program. I think we can have a look at race number four for one of the better bets on the program, and the form from the four Brooks of Hustle. Look, she's been going around in much tougher races than this through her career. She wouldn't have been out of place lining up in the Goodwood. Look, her effort in the Roberts Tank still was good. She didn't have any luck at all. Going back in the Newmarket, down the straight at Flemington, Oakley Plate Run, she wasn't beaten far. If the real Brooklyn Hustle rocks up today, I clearly think she's the one to beat. So I'm very keen on her. That's race four, number four. The other horse I'm looking at entertaining comes up in race seven, the Robert A. Lee Stakes. And I do think that number six, Vacillator, looks very well placed in this race too. I still think the 370 is over the odds. Look, the effort at Flemington last time out, there was a lot of merit in it. It rated through the roof too off of a really strong tempo and didn't have the best of luck and still ran very good late closing sectionals. So I do feel that Vacillator is a horse that can run a bit of a race today as well. And there is a horse I like in the last that I reckon will be around $21, $23 odd, and that's number five, Tony's Reward. Now, he's over a month between runs. I think the key here is getting a senior jockey on in the form of Jason Holder. Now, we've had claiming apprentices on as a past couple. When this horse last won a race, that was three starts ago, and Jason was aboard that day, and he was able to stand over him and have him a little bit tactically closer in the run. If he rated up to that performance, he'd be more of a $6-7 chance in this race here today, other than the $23 odd. So each way, I'm happy to take a punt that he may improve. So just having a look at the horses I like, a Brooklyn Hustle, Vacillator, and also Tony's Reward in the last.
What about the Goodwood? G-Trail, we had Gordon Richards on this morning. He says the horse is in fine form. He's come back really well and expects him to be at his best today in this feature group one. If he's at his best, surely he's going to be mighty hard to beat there, Nadia.
Yeah, look, if he's at his best, he would be. Look, his jump out recently was okay without being as brilliant. And I know that Gordon's been, you know, quite adamant in what he said, you know, in particular in South Australia, that he would have just liked another couple of weeks with him, you know, first up over the 1,200. But look, I reckon if the real G-Trail does rock up today, you know, he is the one to beat in the Goodwood for sure. There's no doubt at all about that.
All right, then, so you're tipping him on top there?
Yes, I am. Yeah, I've got him on top.
What about the Fillies Classic at Group 3 level as well? A lot of form lines, or different form lines, but do we trust the Oaks form lines the best here?
I think you have to, because they've been there and done it. Look, I've got the three flexible on top. I do feel, though, that she's probably good and well enough sound at the current market price, but she rates to a very similar level every time she goes around, and she's hit those type of numbers at her last three starts. For a lot of these other horses, you know, they might be, you know, rather they fluctuate their ratings quite considerably. So, look, I've got the three flexible on top in the South Australian Fillies Classic, that 2,500 metre race there today.
What about the Group 3 two-year-old race, the David Coles AM Stakes there? We have Karakasu, the $3.30 favourite.
I'm keen on Seven Heresy. There's been really good money for this horse since the first open markets, and it comes through what looks to be an OK maiden at Geelong, won by Forever and a Day. The horse had missed the kick a little bit after rearing at the start, but its late sectional breakdown was outstanding. It had the second-best last 600 for the meeting, the best last 400, and the third-best last 200. So this race looks to suit ideally, 1,200 metres. I do feel that she does it pretty hard to beat. That's Heresy going around in that feature two-year-old race today.
All right, Nadia, your quaddie, please.
Yep, we'll go 1, 3, 4, 6, 9, 16 in the first leg, 2, 3, 6, and 10 in the second, 1, 2, 3, and 6 in the third leg, and come home with runners 1, 5, 7, 8, and 12.
All right, enjoy Goodwood Day. Thanks for that, Nadia.
I will. Thanks for that, Gareth.
So Nadia Horn tipping G-Trail, of course, in the Goodwood. Her other better bets on the program, race 4, number 4, race 7, number 6, and race 9, number 5.